excuse me. To understand love as an adult, you must first experience it as a child. I thank the Lord that I can be. And I also thank the Lord that I can be born with me the rest of my life.
Amen.
But I know when I'm stripped of my goods that. I said to my wife for 5 years she was a Christian, and every time I would go to church with her and all, but, you know, it was always somebody with an exceptional way towards me. In other words, I felt towards them something I didn't know it at the time. If somebody told me, I told them. But if you think that your ways are not half, we all have to do what the Lord wants us to, I feel, and I'm crazy.
Amen.
That tremendous section in the gospel, down here and there and picking up a few gems. That tremendous Gospel of Luke from chapter 9:51 through 19:28. I'd like us to look at chapter 17, beginning at verse 22. Book of the commentators say this is a passage about the visible and bodily return of the Lord Jesus Christ. A passage on the second coming. That's so. But anyway, let's look at it. To the disciples, the days shall come. Well, let me start in verse 20. Now, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look here.' Look, here it is, or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." And he said to the disciples, "The days shall come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there, look here.' Do not go away after them. Do not run after them. For just as the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to another part of the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. And it was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, and they were drinking, and they were buying, and they were selling. They were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, let not one who's on the housetop and whose goods are in the house could take them away. And likewise, let not the one who's in the field turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to keep his life shall lose it. Whoever loses his life shall preserve it alive. I tell you, on that night there will be two men in one bed. One will be taken, the other will be left. There'll be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, the other will be left. And answering, they said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the body is, there also will the vultures be gathered." As a memory aid, you might entitle this section, "The Coming of the Son of Man." Before I read it, that there may not be... I believe if you don't see the second coming in this passage, you don't do the passage real justice. For all present truth has future fulfillment and future manifestation. But if all you see is the second coming in the passage I just read, tremendous blessing. Because there's also present tense truth in this tremendous passage. Time, the way some people read the Bible, you'd think it was a horoscope or something, predicting the future, something like a crystal ball. As I go on in the Lord increasingly, I'm coming to believe more and more a principle that began to break on my heart 2 or 3 years ago. That is, that God never, in any place in the Bible, God never told us about the future in order that we might know about the future. He only told us about the future in order that we might know how to look up now, present tense. And one of the thrilling things, I challenge you to do this, is take your book of Revelation and study future truth and ask God to reveal the present principle. And one of the hardest lessons I'm learning today, this afternoon, and he told me that one of the blessings of his life was after he got saved, tell him the right way or the wrong way, he is just left with the Bible. Boy, that's so often we've been burned with the opinions of men, you know, and sometimes the opinions of men just don't go along with the Spirit of God and the voice of God. And I trust, well, sometimes you feel almost like a heretic if you suggest that maybe it might mean something else. You know, and you feel like you're so far out. You're just a radical. And horrors if you begin to abandon some traditional statement that's been there through the years. Then walk honestly before God. And you cannot quiet the Spirit of God when He speaks to your heart. That's an impossibility. And to God or the voice of man, well... Let me try to set this passage in its context and isolate for you what I think is the great principle. I'm sure there's more here. I'm dropping a tremendous ocean. But that drop has greatly refreshed my heart and the lives of my family. And so I'd like to share it with you. It also set me for knowing the Lord. He'll communicate something I don't have in mind. And He'll throw something in on the side. And someone said, "Oh, what a blessing, that's my place." And I threw something in, you know, and that's what God uses so often. Hey, what about that illustration? Do you like that, you know? Well, anyway, let me share this in its context. Verse 20 and 21, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, He answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." I think it would help to understand the mental expectation that the people had in these days. Not only the Pharisees and some of the enemies of the Lord, but also His own people. If you glance over at chapter 19, verse 11, this is what was going on in their mind. While they were listening to these things, He went on to tell a parable, because He was near Jerusalem and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. Both the believers and the unbelievers were terribly mixed up concerning the teachings about the kingdom of God. You see, they had the same problem that we have today. God fully intended that the physical would illustrate the spiritual. All through the Bible, He gives us object lesson pictures because He knows what dopes we are. And we need that assistance to see some little object lesson to help us along. And so all through the Bible, the body illustrates the spirit. And the laws of nature illustrate the laws of the spirit. Fact is, the laws of the Spirit came first. He didn't just choose some illustration of nature and say, "Oh, a human father, that's a good illustration. I think I'll be called Heavenly Father." He was first. He lent His title to man. He didn't say, "Oh, women have babies. What a marvelous illustration of what took place in our brother being born again." Born again came first. He created women to have babies in order to illustrate that truth. Everything physical has a spiritual counterpart. But in that day and in this day, instead of seeing His story, they saw history. And they didn't see beyond those facts. They couldn't get beyond the picture. They couldn't get beyond the shadows. They couldn't get beyond the illustrations. To them, everything was the senses. I could see it, I can smell it, I can taste it, I can feel it. But they didn't realize that the heart of man, it also has hands, right? And it has ears, and it has eyes. And this outside body is nothing more than a picture of what goes on in my heart. So when Jesus says, "See," He doesn't mean see. He means see. When He says, "Hear," He doesn't mean hear. He means hear. Because you can have ears to hear and not hear, right? We have a doctor the other night was in our midst. Is he here tonight? Boy, I wish a body would sit down and write a book on parallel the body and the soul. And the different things. Oh, I imagine that would be a tremendous thing. Anyway, their eyes were material and temporal and physical. And when they saw kingdom, they had in their mind, they saw the Egyptian kingdom, and they saw the Assyrian kingdom, and they saw the Babylonian kingdom, and they saw their own kingdom, and now they were in a kingdom, Rome. And they were subsidiary under the heel of Rome. They knew what kingdom was. And they had this hope. They remembered the days of David and Solomon when God had exalted Israel and they were a kingdom on the earth. And when they thought kingdom, when God said kingdom, they had the idea that some hero was going to ride in on a white horse named Messiah, and He was going to overthrow the Roman government and set up that kingdom that was promised, that literal kingdom. When Jesus was talking, if you notice in verse 20, they said, "When? When?" But they asked a physical question. And Jesus answered their physical question spiritually. Their hopes were that there'd be a physical kingdom set up. And His answer was, verse 20, "The kingdom of God is in your midst." If you have the King James Version, it says, "The kingdom of God is within you." Now, I don't know Greek. I have to go to the scholars. And they tell us that the word there is entos, and it's in the plural. It means the kingdom of God among you. Well, that's because He was talking to the unsaved. The kingdom of God is within you. It was among them because it was within the disciples. That's why it was among. So both are accurate. But whatever, this is the principle. It's clear. When you take away everything, they said, "When will your kingdom come?" And His answer was, "Now, it's here. It's among you. It's within you." And then He begins to talk, and He doesn't change subject. He's not talking about the future when Jesus comes back someday. Oh, it has a rest. He's not talking about that. He continues on this level of present tense truth. The kingdom of God is here now within you, among you. It's here. And he begins to give this tremendous...
God would give me grace tonight. I'd like to share this passage.
In order to get this before us,
I'm going to ask you to glance down at your Bible as I isolate these five verses. I want you to notice these phrases. I don't know if you're marking your Bibles or what, but at least underscore these in your mind.
Verse 22, the expression, one of the days of the Son of Man. Verse 24, in His day. Verse 26, the days of the Son of Man. Verse 30, the day the Son of Man is revealed.
What are the days?
And what is the day of the Son of Man?
Well, Jesus doesn't want you to miss it, and so he gives a simple illustration.
If you know what the days of Noah are, you'll know what the days of the Son of Man are. Because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man.
So all we have to do is discover what the days of Noah are.
And what are the days of Lot? Because as it was in the days of Lot, it shall be in the days of the Son of Man.
But most people that want to apply it to the second coming, they'll have to read it this way.
They don't really believe as it was in the days of Noah. They're not talking about that.
They're saying what happened after the days of Noah.
Talking about after the days of Noah. He said in the days of Noah, when they were eating and drinking and marrying, right? Not after the days of Noah. And we have this idea, as it was after the days of Noah, so shall it be when Jesus comes back to earth again.
There's going to be a lot of sin. There was wickedness in that day, and there was terrible sin and such as that.
Well, that may be mentioned. Eating, drinking.
Now, of course, any excess can be sin,
but he's not talking about the overt sin, how wicked it was in the days of Noah. That's how I always heard it. That's what I thought he was talking about. As sin was reached the peak that God had to judge.
I'm not talking about that. You read it.
As they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and then he goes to the days of Lot and he adds a few things. They were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building.
Those are the days of Noah. That's all the information he gives.
What are the days of Noah?
Verse 26 through 27.
The days of the Son of Man,
I like to put it in this sentence and say this.
They're just ordinary days when people eat and when people drink and when people get married and when people sow and when people plow and when people build. Those are ordinary everyday days. Everyday days.
Now you got it.
These are the days of the Son of Man. Everyday days. Today. Ordinary days.
That's what he's talking about. I'm convinced of it. The Son of Man. Now, what's the day of the Son of Man?
Just the same on the day that will have its final fulfillment there, but he's not talking about that.
He's talking about... It seems to me as logical as music and mathematics.
The Son of Man are ordinary days when people eat and drink and marry and give in marriage, when they buy and sell and plant and build, just everyday days. Interrupt the ordinary days and give me an extraordinary day and reveal your Son to my heart.
I want to see Jesus.
Eyes only. Jesus said, God cometh not with signs, not with observation. You can't. God, when God opens your eyes and when God exalts His Son and reveals Him, when God strips the veil away and shows us Jesus Christ.
And there's no other way to see.
How?
Not the disciple, the Pharisee.
He said, when? He said, now. Because they're going to be ordinary days, ordinary days, ordinary days, and then an extraordinary day when the Son of Man is revealed.
And then he
longed for the day of...
See what he's saying here? He's saying that there's...
ordinary days when you don't have that special day. You'll long for it, and you'll... came into my heart like that stone that fell out of heaven, and it began to break the kingdoms and grow...